we welcome back to the program old friend of the show and, well, old friend of mine as well. I don't want to say old because I'm older than he is. Meteorologist Steve McKay joins us. Hi, Steve.
Well, I think old and creaky would be appropriate at this point.
Look, I see on those TV commercials, you haven't changed in 35 years, my friend.
Oh, look closely, my friend. Look closely. You know, when you get to the point in your life where you have to get momentum going to get up out of a chair, then you know you've reached a certain plateau.
I don't get momentum. I just make the noises. I have to do that.
I'm all about the noises, absolutely.
I understand why, because you told me this morning you're watching, is it a middle school soccer game?
Yeah, and it's not going well for the Old Town Coyotes. So our lovely granddaughter, one of our granddaughters, Brooklyn, is on the middle school team. And they're playing Reedsbrook over in Hamden. And they're just about to go into halftime, and I'm pretty confident the Coyotes are behind by at least a couple of touchdowns, if you know what I mean. So it's not particularly going well. They don't have a strong team at this point. But, hey, it's early in the season. They'll get their mojo going at some point.
Exactly. Good of you to be there and be a supportive granddad. So what's happening? It looks so nice out there, Steve. It's like the best weather we've had in weeks. Surely there can't be a big storm coming our way.
It is beautiful outside right now. And you know, you're right. That for us, there isn't really a big storm coming. I kind of flinched yesterday when I saw that the National Weather Service office had issued a hurricane watch for down east coastal Maine. And I thought, what? I don't get it. Because in order to have a hurricane watch, you have to anticipate maximum sustained winds of over 70 miles per hour. And we're not going to get anywhere close to that. I was talking to my friend Keith at Channel 6, and he actually gave the National Weather Service a call, and they're doing that out of an overabundance of caution, especially for the outer islands of Maine, where it could be quite spicy. So I think a tropical storm warning is very appropriate because we will see maximum sustained winds of over 39, 40 miles per hour with some gusts, you know, 50, 55 miles per hour in a somewhat limited area of Maine. But whenever you know how this works, if you say hurricane watch or you see hurricane watch, there's a certain amount of panic that ripples to the general public. So in my meteorology career, I have been accused of sort of being the opposite of what a lot of folks do. I tend to downplay things because I think they get exaggerated. And I think this is one of those instances. So I think we're going to survive the remnants of Lee as they come on through. And if I had to point out a bullseye area for you, certainly it would be down east coastal Maine, where going to see a lot of rain and some pretty hefty wind. And I will say that there likely will be some scattered power outages.
Mm.
And one of the reasons for that is we still have leaves on our trees, and that produces surface for the wind to blow against, as opposed to winter when there aren't any leaves on the trees. So the wind is not running up against surface tension, so to speak. And it's been so wet rich that the roots of the trees are kind of saturated, so they're not a lot of solid soil for the tree roots to latch onto. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some trees come down for those reasons. So, and that means, of course, scattered power outages. So certainly a situation to bear watching, and we'll continue to do that.
And is there a possibility of some localized flooding in parts of the area?
Sure. And again, the bullseye area for substantial amounts of rain would be into the Maritimes and easternmost Maine, where you could see an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain, and we've seen that before. The further west you go and the further south, you're going to see much less rain. I think for the greater Bangor area, about an inch, inch and a half, closer to the two and a half as you head toward Houlton, over to Calais, over to Eastport. Then you're talking about maybe a half inch to a three-quarter inch total for Augusta, maybe a half inch as you head down to the Portland area. So as far as wind, as far as rain, as far as wind gusts, again, you want to circle Washington, Hancock County, over into Nova Scotia and the Maritimes. That's the area that we'll see the most of it. But even there, Rich, this thing is falling apart as it encounters colder ocean water.
Right.
And you really need that warm ocean water in order to fuel these systems. And if you've ever stuck your big toe in the ocean off of Maine, it's pretty darn cold. So not surprising that it's falling apart somewhat.
It takes me back, and you were working there as well over at the Hildreth stations back in, I think it was September of 1985, when Hurricane Gloria passed through.
Exactly. You know, it's funny, I was thinking about that. I believe that George Hale had me sitting in what was then the WBGW studios heading into the evening and the overnight hours. We must have been carrying some sort of updates from the audio portion of Channel 5.
And, yeah, and we were. I was telling the story yesterday because I was doing it too, I think, on the AM side. George was out driving a news car calling in reports on the storm.
Yes, exactly. I remember that very well. All hands on deck at that time. That's fun radio right there, baby.
It is, although I remember one of us telling George, maybe when the trees are falling near the car, you should come back home.
Yeah, that was wild. This event coming up with Lee will be nothing like that. That was a genuine hurricane coming on through. So that was much more feisty than what we will see on Saturday. And I always like to, you know, remind people as we get closer to the event, obviously the forecast will be tweaked and will change somewhat, much like 24 hours ago. Compared to that track, this is taking a little more of an easterly track, and that's why we're really seeing the bullseye area from Lee position itself further east and further east and further east. So we'll see what is happening with the track 24 hours from now. Always good to pay attention as we get closer.
So where are we, Steve, in terms of precipitation for the year? I know back in the late spring, early summer, it was pretty dry. I got to think the pendulum has swung the other way by now.
Yeah, no doubt. We've certainly caught up. You know, a year ago, we were talking droughts in some portions of New England. Not anymore. We've caught up nicely. We're running about, last time I checked was a couple of weeks ago, we're running about an inch, little over an inch above normal when you tally the summer months so far. We certainly got off to a wet start, as any golfing fans can tell us. But it's been somewhat dry as of late, but thanks to a very soggy beginning to our summer months, no need to worry about wells running dry anytime soon.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Steve, it's so great to hear your voice again. Gary Tangway was asking about you recently and said to say hello.
Well, it's awesome. I heard that interview with Gary. I must have been last Wednesday, a week ago Wednesday, and it is so cool to hear him because, you know, you and I and Tank, as we used to call him, we go back a ways, and it's fun to think of how far Gary has come, considering he used to show up at the station with like a t-shirt with gravy drips on it, and and he's come a long way since then. I really admire what he's done with his life and his career, and you know, with the hurdles that he's had to dodge and jump over with his health situation and raising a family, he's a young man to be proud of, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, I think even though when he was on NBC Sports Boston, there were still some gravy drips there on occasion.
It wouldn't surprise me. That's why we always tried to make sure he wore a bib anytime he was over the soundboard.
Right. You can take the boy out of Mexico, Maine, but you can't take the Mexico out of the boy.
Indeed. No doubt about it.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. Great to talk with you this afternoon. We're pulling for a big second half comeback for Brooklyn and the Coyotes there.
Appreciate that. And let me just say that I'm honored to be on the same airwaves featuring Roseanne and Toby from West Wing. I mean, I think I've pretty much reached the pinnacle now.
I think they said the same thing when they heard you were on.
I wish.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Be well.
It's been fun. Thank you, Rich.
All right. Bye-bye now. Steve McKay joining us for a little look at the much tamer Lee, at least more so than at this time yesterday. So good to hear that.